LCF Barbara Titley's on Stray FM's Business Hub.
It's important for everyone to take some time out every now and again, especially if you're a very busy business owner. And over the festive season, George, the founder of Spoontech International, did exactly this. But after an exciting Christmas with the whole family, he now has a few things he needs to sort out. And as it's a new year, it seems like a good opportunity. Let's have a rewind to George's Christmas. Over Christmas dinner, crackers were pulled, paper hats were worn, and everyone received a small cheap toy alongside a festive fact. George's was that on average, 31 people die in the UK each year whilst watering a Christmas tree with the fairy lights still switched on. Crikey, thought George. I better sort my will out. Later that afternoon, his daughter made a big announcement. Her partner of 3 years has asked her to marry him on Christmas Eve, and she had said yes! They immediately cracked out the champagne. But George did consider that perhaps, seeing as his daughter will be inheriting a large proportion of his company Spoontech International, it would be a good idea to talk to her about prenuptial agreements. That evening, George had the task of reading the grandchildren their bedtime story. It took them a long time to settle down. But once he had finally finished their favourite book, they were all sound asleep. George looked at his grandchildren and thought about how much he loved them. In January, he thought, I must make sure I'm putting some money aside for them for the future. On Boxing Day, the whole family went out for a nice long walk, and George has a long chat with his son about his job, about his latest holiday, and about him buying his first home. He didn't ask George for money directly, but George thought, this really would be something I'd like to help him with. He must have a proper think about all of it. So all in all, it was a very busy Christmas for George. And now it's the new year. It's time to put those thoughts into action.
Now, George has had a very interesting time over Christmas. Here to talk to us about what should be done in the new year is Neil Shaw, who is the head of the personal law team at LCF Barbara Titley. Happy New Year to you, Neil.
And Happy New Year, Beth.
The first thing we want to talk about is the fact that he thinks he might need to review something.
Yes, the Christmas cracker fact got George thinking about his will and the need to review that will. He'd been told by Clementine he needed to review his will. He hadn't done that, and he was going to get on and do that now. George also felt it was time that he started giving some money to charity. He thought that was a good thing to do. The Christmas spirit was upon him, and he wanted to strike and do some good for other folk as well.
Now, there was also a happy time in the Christmas period because there was an engagement in the family. What does he think needs to happen after that engagement?
Well, George is obviously delighted that his daughter's announced her engagement. But George, being a cautious businessman and aware that his daughter may at some stage in the future inherit a substantial amount of wealth from his business, realised he needed to talk to her about signing a prenuptial agreement. Not the most romantic of things, and he didn't want to spoil the Christmas spirit, but he needed to have a word with her.
Let me see if I think I know what a prenuptial agreement is. So if I was George's daughter, I'm going to inherit a lot of money from Spoontech International. I get engaged to a man. If I get a prenuptial agreement, it means that my money is mine and his money is his. Is that what that means?
Basically, yes. Both parties to the marriage have to disclose all their assets, and they then agree that if, unfortunately, the marriage doesn't work out, they have set out who will take what out of the marriage settlement.
You're right, that's definitely a non-romantic angle, isn't it? But I guess it's Guess it's an important one.
Yeah, something for the new year. And it needs to be done well before the marriage.
And probably with a great deal of TLC as well.
Yes, when we are dealing with them, there's the usual, don't you trust me, don't you love me, you wouldn't be doing this if you did. But it's a real world out there, and unfortunately not every marriage lasts as long as people would hope.
And another thing as well, George is a granddad. He had grandchildren running all over the place, and he's aware that maybe he should do some planning for those as well.
Yes, George enjoyed having his grandchildren around and realised that now was the chance that he could do some planning with his wife to provide for their futures. So he was looking at setting up some trusts for them. He and his wife would remain as the trustees, so they would still be looking after the money, but he could use his inheritance tax allowances to start putting some money aside for them, but again, protecting it from claims from other members of the family or other claims when the grandchildren got older.
And it was a very exciting Christmas as well for another reason, because one of his sons announced that he was hoping to get on the property ladder.
Yes, this is something that often comes out in discussions around the dinner table. One of George's sons said that he was looking to buy a house, and while he hasn't actually asked George if he can help, George can see that question coming very soon.
So a range of different things we've covered there. We have talked about wills, we have talked about prenuptial agreements, we've talked about making sure your inheritance goes to your grandchildren if that's where you would like it to go, and also what happens when people start relying on the bank of mum and dad to get onto the property ladder. All of those things, you, Neil, and the rest of the team at LCF Barbara Titley's, you can help people with.
That's our role, yes. We're happy to give people some preliminary advice, and then when they've decided which route they'd like to go down, to guide them down that route to get the documentation in place.
And how can they get in touch with you, Neil?
They can contact us at the office. It's LCF Barbara Titley's. We're in Harrogate, so the number is 01423 502211.
Fantastic. Neil Shaw, thank you very much for coming in, and once again, Happy New Year.
LCF Barbara Titley's on Stray FM's Business Hub.